Monday, June 14th, 2010. The mood in the ready room of the regional criminal unit in Hofheim was tense. All weekend, the phones had been ringing incessantly. Hundreds of tips from the public had come in, and dozens of people said they had seen the girl. Some of the tips had sounded promising at first, but they had not stood up to closer inspection. There was no missing persons report, no hot trail in the mermaid case, not even a lukewarm one. They were not a single step closer than they had been on Friday. And with each passing day, the chance of a swift resolution to the investigation grew slimmer. Pia recapped the results of the autopsy. The girl was around 15 or 16 years old. Multiple injuries all over the body point to severe abuse over a long period. Most of these injuries had not been treated by a physician. These include broken bones in the upper arm, forearm, and collarbone that had not healed properly. The brutality concealed behind these precise words was unimaginable. There were numerous scars on her buttocks, arms, and legs, as well as traces of sexual abuse and marks that looked like cigarette burns. In addition, the victim suffered from extreme vitamin D deficiency, significant skin pallor, and rickets-like changes in bone structure, which lead to the conclusion that the girl had not been exposed to sunlight for a very long time. "How long had she been in the water?" asked a colleague who normally worked in another group, but all officers in the regional criminal unit who were not working on another case had been assigned to assist the special commission. "Time in the water was estimated at 12 to 24 hours," Pia went on. "Time of death cannot be precisely determined, but it was probably 2 days before the body was found." Kai Ostermann wrote these key details on the whiteboard, which had previously been empty except for the photos of the corpse and the discovery site. "Cause of death was drowning," Pia continued. "She had been injured so severely by blunt trauma, probably kicks and blows to the abdomen and chest, that she had little chance of surviving." During the autopsy,